Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager. So our question for the day is, did the Brontosaurus exist? And the short answer? Yeah, it sure did. But like so many answers, this one spawns a lot more questions. Is that really its correct name? How is it related to the Apatosaurus? Wasn't it given the wrong skull? And if it did exist, was it delicious? Let's back up. We're going to go to 1877. The confusion over the Brontosaurus stems partially from confusion in biological taxonomy, but also from a bitter rivalry of paleontologists. That's right, a rivalry between friends turned enemies whose battle for fame and power destroyed them both. Meet Othniel Charles Marsh and Edward Drinker Cope. You ever think about giving your kid a middle name like Drinker? They became good enough friends while studying natural history together that, in the 1860s, they even named newly discovered fossils after each other. But Marsh was ambitious, like Slytherin ambitious. When Cope showed him around a fossil quarry in Camaraderie, Marsh struck a deal with the quarry owner behind Cope's back. All the fossils found there and the profits attached to them went straight to Marsh, and it sparked what history calls the Bone Wars. This was a fiery race to find and publish papers about new ancient creatures. One of these creatures was the Apatosaurus ajax, a huge plant eater with a long neck and tail that Marsh discovered in 1877. The skeleton was incomplete, but Marsh wanted the credit for finding it, so he slapped on the head of another dinosaur found nearby, a Camarasaurus, in his published reconstruction. Then, in 1885, Marsh's fossil collectors sent him a set of bones belonging to a larger, long-necked, long-tailed herbivore, a more complete set. Marsh decided it was a different animal and published his discovery of the Brontosaurus excelsus. His illustration of its skeleton was the first dinosaur sketch to receive wide lay circulation, and it caught the public's imagination. His haste was understandable. Cope was battling Marsh's superior connections by practicing what's been called taxonomic carpet bombing. He would publish 1,400 articles in his 56 years. The two former buddies slandered and sabotaged each other into financial and reputational ruin. Our friends over at Stuff You Missed in History Class actually did a whole podcast two-parter in it if you want a deeper dive. But back to the Brontosaurus. Shortly after Cope and Marsh's deaths, a paleontologist studying Marsh's work noticed that the Apatosaurus and the Brontosaurus skeletons were really similar. So similar that the scientific community deemed the Brontosaurus excelsus an adult specimen of the Apatosaurus genus. So, in 1903, Brontosaurus lost its official status. But museums, it seems, didn't get the memo. Starting in 1905, the sauropod started seeing display around the world, labeled Brontosaurus excelsus, sometimes with a Camarasaurus head. It wasn't until the 1990s that these pervasive mistakes were corrected at large. But the story doesn't end there. In April of 2015, a group led by paleontologist Emmanuel Chop published a study analyzing 81 sauropod specimens, including precise measurements of 477 different physical features. According to their findings, they reported not only that Marsh's Brontosaurus excelsus skeleton had enough differences to be considered its own species, but that there should be two additional specimens in the Brontosaurus genus. For now, the Brontosaurus isn't back for sure. It's up to the scientific community to come to a consensus on whether Brontosaurus and Apatosaurus deserve their own separate genera. But the Thunder Lizard certainly wasn't a fake. Marsh was just kind of a jerk.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.